Voters in the city of Waukesha will decide Tuesday whom they want as their mayor. Incumbent Jeff Scrima wants voters to give him a second term. Political newcomer Sean Riley isn't making it easy. Riley was the top vote getter in a four-way primary in February, while Scrima placed second. WUWM's Marty Michelson met with both. Waukesha residents seem passionate about the race. Hundreds have stuck campaign signs in their yards for one candidate or the other. Incumbent Mayor Jeff Scrima is preparing to enter a restaurant downtown where dozens of supporters have gathered. He'll tell them how he's overseen road improvements and expanded outdoor community events, plus address the big issues of jobs and taxes.
For the first time ever in the city of Waukesha, we've been able to tighten our belts and keep the taxes under the inflation rate. We've created over 700 new family-supporting jobs in the city of Waukesha, and this was a collaborative effort between our private sector and, in many cases, with city assistance. And we have another 400 jobs in the pipeline.
Scrima promises to create 400 more jobs if he wins another four-year term. And he says he's not concerned that he didn't finish first in February's primary.
I did come in second by approximately 80 or 90 votes, so it was extremely marginal. Similar to the Olympics, you know, the primary is sort of like the first time trial to see who qualifies for the real race. And the real race has been after the primary.
Scrima points out that he's won the endorsement of the Waukesha County Taxpayer Association and many business owners. One of them is Jim Taylor. He owns the People's Park, a restaurant downtown. He says Scrima was instrumental in bringing a huge Woodman's food market to Waukesha.
The mayor personally seeked out Mr. Woodman. And to me, that's a quality of a mayor, to find an up-and-coming business and direct them towards the city of Waukesha. He called the private investor, got the investor to invest tens of millions of dollars into Waukesha, which created 200 new jobs.
The incumbent was a political newcomer when he upset Mayor Larry Nelson in 2010. Now Scrima faces a political novice, Sean Riley. He's an attorney and represents the villages of Maquonago and Eagle. Riley's campaign slogan is, "No drama, just work." He says the mayor's poor communication skills have been legendary.
The mayor has vetoed budgets adopted by the Common Council three different times. Each time it was a surprise to the Common Council. They had done all their work, and they found out, I think in some cases they even found out in the newspaper that the mayor was vetoing their budget, so they then had to scramble to have special meetings to modify the budget.
Riley also criticizes the mayor for often being a no-show and for delaying Waukesha's application for Lake Michigan water. Waukesha's underground source is running dry and contains increasing levels of cancer-causing radium. Riley says his negotiating skills would help the city complete the process.
We have an intergenerational issue. If we don't get Lake Michigan water, we'll find some other temporary solution which will likely be the wells on the west side of Waukesha, but I don't think that's a long-term solution.
I caught up with Riley at the Waukesha County Courthouse. He was there to attend a meeting about ways to address heroin problems. Riley says he's been visiting with a variety of groups to learn about the challenges that Waukesha faces. Another person at the courthouse today is former Mayor Larry Nelson, the one Scrima ousted 4 years ago. Nelson says he supports Riley for mayor, and it's not the result of sour grapes.
I have kept quiet up until now because I want the city to succeed. But now with the election upon us, I think people need to know that Jeff Scrima has not been representing us well for the 4 years, and we need a change.
Whichever candidate wins Tuesday's mayoral vote, Jeff Scrima or Sean Riley, Waukesha voters will have chosen a native son. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.